Blog Talk Radio.
For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. And I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. Yes, I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you, my Lord. For God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for your love for me. For His love never fails for me.
Yes, His love never fails for me. Good morning, everybody. Happy April 24th, 2024. God's love never fails us. Thank you so much for joining us, the Family Church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, and praise the Lord Jesus Christ and our mighty God, Jehovah. He is our God. And it's all about Him. Don't forget to connect with us at thefamilychurchofjesuschrist.com. There on our website, you can see some of the things that we are doing across the world for God's glory and praise that He calls us out into the world. All of us are called to go out into the world and be that light for Him. And then send your prayer requests, your comments. We'd like to come, of course, to your church or conference here in the United States. Contact us also worldwide. But thank you again for joining us. I am Apostle Tabish, Robin Tabish, the one and only, as I always say. You are the one and only. God made you special. Today, I want to share a word with you. And it is Psalms 103. Many of you have heard this, but let it be fresh bread today. Taste of the word of God. Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within him. Within me, should I say. Bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Listen to the psalmist. Listen to David. Bless the Lord. Oh. When you see something beautiful or something that's happening good, you go, oh. Bless means to celebrate, to praise, with bended knees to adore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, to invoice, to call upon with earnest desire, to call for. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all, everything that you have. Forget everything right now that's going on, and bless the Lord God with all that's within you, His holy name. Moses said, Who shall I tell them that's calling, that's talking through me? And he said, tell them I am. See, he is, I am the healer, your provider, your protector, your refuge, your friend. He is your God. Fear him. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Bless the Lord. All that is within me. Oh, my soul, and forget not his benefits. In verse 2. We're in Psalms 103, now verse 2. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. David is talking to himself, to his mind. Forget not all of his benefits. In verse 3, he forgives all your iniquities, all your sin. It's washed away by the blood of Jesus. It's not just covered, it's washed away. He has forgotten. Let it go. He hears you. He knows you. He heals all, say all, thine diseases by that precious Lamb of God, Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. John 1:1. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, oh, my mind, all my being, everything. I'm not forgetting you, Lord, of everything that you've done for me, that you forgave all of my sin. You've washed me clean. I am holy before you. You have healed me of all my disease. You redeem my life from destruction. Verse 4. You crown me. That means to surround me, to cover me with your loving kindness, tender mercy. He covers you. He surrounds you. Let the Father God love you today as you bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Verse 5, he satisfies my mouth with good things so that my youth, that does mean my youngness, everything about me is restored, renewed, like the eagles fly high. We saw last week an eagle just flying above the field. Beautiful white tail and white head, just gliding by in the wind, the high wind of Oklahoma. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. In verse 6, he also executes his righteousness and judgment to help those that are oppressed. He makes known his ways, not only to Moses and to Israel, but to you, the Holy Spirit. Join me on Mondays live on Facebook. I'm teaching the power, the Holy Spirit, the third person. In verse 11, in Psalms 103, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. Yes, we should fear the Lord. That also means to reverence, to honor. But also, I think that we need to fear him for who he is. Bless the Lord, whatever that means. Just bless him with goodness, your praise, your whole being, all that is within me. As far as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy, his compassions towards us. Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west. So far hath he removed our transgressions from us, from me. He sees you as your love, as his loving child. He loves you. In verse 13, like a father pitieth, who loves, who has compassion on his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him, that loves you, that has compassion, that you fear him, honor him. Oh, forget not all of his benefits. Let the loving Father envelop you, crown you with his loving kindness and his great mercies. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. In verse 14, for he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He remembers who you are, what you're made from. He knows your frailty and your weaknesses. But let him renew you as the eagles. He knows. In verse 15, for as man his days are as grass, and as a flower of the field he flourishes. For the wind passes over it and it's gone. Your life is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Your life is hid in God. Don't look at the natural. Faith. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk in him today. 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children's children. Again, there it is. Fear him. Honor him. Worship him. Bless the Lord. Bless you, Lord. And verse 20, bless the Lord, ye angels. It says that they hearken unto the voice of his word. The angels, you speak his word and send forth those angels to do God's word. And 21, bless the Lord, all ye his hosts. That's God's angel army, the hosts. They will fight in war for you if you bless them. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Stay in the habitation of the Lord. Resort unto him. 22, bless the Lord, all you works in all places of dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. The psalmist ended it up again. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that is within me, forgetting not his benefits. He's forgiven your sin. He has washed you clean. He has healed you by the blood of Jesus. Just praise him today. Thank you so much for joining us. We are praying for you. The Family Church of Jesus Christ would love to hear from you. Just bless the Lord today, no matter what it looks like. God's love never fails you. Never. Just believe today as you hear this song once again. God's love never fails you. Until next time,
for God's love never fails. God's love never fails. God's love never fails for me. God's love.